let's see, Perek Beis. Perek Beis and Hilchos Teshuva. Okay, you have an interesting interesting thing here. Okay? The Rambam says like this. Eze hi Teshuva Gemura. Okay? What is Teshuva Gemura? So the Rambam says, Ze sheba liyado, davar she'avar bo. Okay, if he encounters something that he once transgressed with, the efshar biyado la soso, okay, and it is possible for him to do it. He still has the capability to do the action. Upirish, okay, and he abstains, okay. Below asa mibnei hatshuva, and he doesn't transgress because of his tshuva, okay. The Rambam says lo meyira v'lo mekishlon koach, okay, not because he's afraid. Not because of Kishlon Koach, he doesn't have the strength. Okay? Ketzer. Hare sheba al isha be'aveira. Person has relations with a woman be'aveira. Le'achar zman nesiachet ima. And then sometime later, he is found alone with her. Finds himself alone with her. V'hu omed be'avaso. And he's still... he still retains his love for her. Ubekoach gufo. He has the same physical health. Ube medina shavarba. Okay, and in the same place that he did the avera. Okay. Upirish blow up. And he abstains and he doesn't do the avera. So the Rambam says, Ze bal tshuva gemura. Okay, so that's the description of a Baal Teshuva Gemura. Okay? So unless a person complies with these criteria, it's Teshuva, but it's not Teshuva Gemura. Okay?
You mean you should do it?
What's that?
You should get in the situation again.
That's right, exactly. That's right, and until you do, not Teshuva Gemura.
That's good.
Okay? In fact, the Rambam goes on to say, "Vim lo shav ela b'mezik nuso." If he doesn't do tshuva until a time when it's when he's of old age, uba eshi efshar lo lasos masha haya ose, and at a time where he's in a physical condition where he can't repeat the avera, okay, then the Rambam says, "Afa pisha'ena tshuva meula," even though it's not the highest tshuva, "moelas hi lo." So it's effective for him, ubal tshuva. And he is a bal tshuva. Okay? But bal tshuva gemura is only possible if the conditions of the original avera continue to exist and he abstains.
Meaning like a younger person has let's say, a greater sexual drive than an older person.
Right.
So the younger person is going to have a more difficult time abstaining from it. And when he does, it's a quote-unquote greater tshuva. As opposed to the older person.
Well, it's a greater tshuva because it's you're replicating the conditions of the original chait. In other words, if you don't replicate the conditions of the original chait, so the Rambam says that's not tshuva gemura because perhaps if you were in the situation again, you would repeat the avera, and you're abstaining not totally because of the tshuva, but because the situation has changed. It's not possible for you to do the avera. Okay. So the avera, the tshuva gemura is only where it's the exact condition, and now that shows that if he abstained, it was solely because of the tshuva. Okay. Okay. So, but let me ask you a question. Okay. When a person does tshuva, if the person rethinks his value system, and he redirects his energy away from what he was involved in, okay? And the person, let's say for example in this case, right? The person thinks about what he did, okay? And he does tshuva, and he redirects his energies to learn. And he dedicates himself to a different value system, not a value system of taivas nashim, but a value system of taivas Torah, okay? So this person will no longer have the same love for this Isha that he had before because he's taken all of that desire and that whole value system, and he's changed it. And now he's not the same person that he was before. Okay? So wouldn't that be a description of a person on a higher level who has done tshuva, and he's elevated himself to a higher level? Okay? So this is a very strange thing. Because what the Rambam's saying is that in order for a person to do tshuva gemura, we maintain that he must remain on that level. But if the person raises himself to a higher level, then he's not roi for tshuva gemura. Tshuva gemura is not going to be possible. So it turns out tshuva gemura is made impossible when a person does real tshuva. When a person does real tshuva and raises himself to a higher level, then he can't do tshuva gemura. What kind of contradiction is that? Well, how's that possible? Yeah.
I'm not sure if you could say this, but it sounded like to me the original condition he's describing is not that he's on the same level, but maybe this is twisting the words too much, but that the possibility of that sin occurring is still there very strong.
The possibility of the sin in terms of the conditions, but the Rambam says also in terms of his feelings for the person. He has the same feelings for the person. Yeah.
I mean, like, this is like, you know...
Hold on a second. Before you go, everybody get the question here. Right? And as the Rambam is saying, you must have the same feelings for the person, same conditions, internal conditions, right? And then without that, you can't have tshuva gemura. Okay? But in our minds, that would necessitate that if a person raises himself to a higher level, removes his energy from Taivas Nashim and redirects all of his energy to Chachma, it would seem then Tshuva Gemura is impossible. So how could Tshuva Gemura be only for a person on a lower level, and a higher level, it's impossible to do Tshuva Gemura? Is that possible? Yeah.
So from my personal observations, like I hold something pretty interesting about human nature. I'm of the opinion, this is my opinion,
okay,
that someone doesn't really get over the whatever it is. That someone, let's say he had a thing with a girl one time, or he had a problem with this or that, problem with drinking, anything. You don't really get over it. You can change your situation, but when you're put back in the same situation with the same circumstances, the same time is gonna will present itself. It's just you can change yourself to be able to like deal with it, you know, using like reason and using behavioral changes. But the same natural draw, it will always be there. That's just what I hope about.
Okay.
About the, so sort of.
So you're saying that really a person remains with that, would remain with that mental feeling.
You remain with the same draw towards whatever attracted you in the first place.
It's going to attract you now.
Is going to continue to attract you, but you can change your ability to deal with that situation.
Yeah. So you're saying that a person changes in how he deals with emotions, but he can't really change the emotions themselves.
Yes.
Okay. What do you say? Is that make sense?
I want to see that changes over time. People like you might have these certain cycles when you're a kid, and they'll be like they're lingering. Let's say for 10 years. When you're 40, no, you're really not going to have the same taivas as when you're 10. Even if you're 15, 20, even if you don't do any like change yourself, or really, it's just your life's going to be different, and you're going to have a different attitude towards it. Not gonna have the same. You might have extremely strong types in other areas. I don't think that they'll remain the same just because you once had them.
Well, the circumstance can definitely change. But I thought that we were discussing a situation where the reason why it no longer applies to you is because you did some sort of tshuva already. I mean, clearly circumstances change over time, and like there could be like a natural. Like at a certain point, you know what I mean? You could change, like your physiology could change enough so that, like, or like you could like for example, you could become like a eunuch or something. You know what I mean? Like
anything
can change.
Not getting that drastic, right? But what he's saying is that you will notice that during the as a person's life progresses, his interests change. Like a person, a lot of times
So to chew on your act, you try to active chew. If it happens naturally down the line, you could definitely probably do it focused at like a certain point.
I don't know how you can do it for sure.
Okay, well let me just give you like an example, like from my life. Like let's say when I was in high school, you know, I had certain friends that, you know, I had certain kinds of relations and certain feelings for certain friends. And then, you know, when you, as you, you're out of that situation, right, and years later, let's say I heard from one of my friends trying to contact me, and I got into contact with him, and I was speaking to him on the phone, and in my mind, I sort of anticipated, I thought back to my, it was actually grade school, you know, he was such a close friend, and how I felt about him, and how we interacted. And that's what went through my mind before I got on the phone with him. Then when I got on the phone with him, I noticed, like, doesn't exist. It does not exist anymore.
30-second conversation.
Yeah, I mean, because I noticed that, obviously, when I was 12, right, I had certain interests, and we had tremendous interests in common. But now I notice that anything I'm interested in, I really can't say to him because he doesn't have any kind of interest in that area, so my feelings for him were totally blank.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what I think that shows is that a person's emotions are based on where his energy goes. You see, so if a person's energy is, for instance, in playing ball, that means that's the thing he'll love. But if a person then takes that energy and directs it to, let's say, studying or any other type of going to work, you know, building a business, you see, then when he goes back to playing ball, he's going to notice, I don't even remember what I saw was so great about this. He doesn't feel any excitement about the thing, you see. So why is that? Because a person, the enjoyment and attraction that a person feels, and attachment that a person feels about an activity, depends on his energy, the flow of energy, you see. And if his psychological energy is in that area, then he's attached to it, he has feelings for it, he loves it. But if he takes that energy and he directs that energy to a different activity, then the same feelings he had for that thing now are transplanted on that activity. You see, then if he tries to go back and enjoy the first thing, he's going to notice he doesn't get any enjoyment. And you say, well, I don't understand. 5 years ago, I loved this. Because you loved it because that's where your energy was. You see, but the moment you remove your energy from an area, that's it. You don't feel the same way about the area. So it's not necessarily that the emotions inherently change, that you take an emotion and just, poof, it disappears or it changes. The emotion didn't change, but where you directed your energy changed. You see? So if that person in business, for example, would somehow work out that now he's going to redirect his energy to playing ball, possible he could re-establish that relationship. But it has to be based on the amount of energy you put into the thing. It doesn't just exist independently of how a person functions.
I think that something that's ingrained in your nature, like something which is part of human nature, always exists.
Like sexuality?
Sexuality, drive for food.
That's true.
Anything.
I agree with you. But here we're talking about a particular object. You see, it is true he may have feelings for another woman, you see, but would he have the feelings for that person? Maybe not.
You see? Sexuality drive still exists. It's just not that same person.
Right, but I mean, since the drive still exists, like, why should we assume that he's going to be able to redirect it?
Oh, because why not?
Before you weren't attracted, like you had nothing in common with your friend before. There's nothing in common.
Okay.
But you will always.
So you're saying within an emotional area, the energies are fixed. In other words,
not any emotional area, just the ones that are innate.
Okay, fine. But what the Rambam is saying is, the Rambam's not arguing with that. Whether we could discuss that, but the Rambam's not really arguing with that, because the Rambam doesn't say necessarily that he doesn't have other people that he is in love with, you see. But the Rambam says over here that the person is in love with still has the same feelings for that Isha. Okay? Now, I'm saying if he wouldn't have the same feelings for that Isha, there wouldn't be a Tshuva Gemura. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if that's the case, then if a person removes himself from an involvement, okay, and perfects himself, then it would turn out that that person, even though he's on a higher level, okay, he has changed his value system, right? Nevertheless, he can't have Tshuva Gemura. That's my question.
Why you say the question again?
My question is that it is true a person can change his value system.
Right.
Okay. So if that is true, when a person changes his value system and decides that he is not going to dedicate all of his energy to interest in women,
right.
Okay, but he's going to direct his value system to something else. That would seem to be a higher level. That would seem to be tshuva. But yet the Rambam says, in order to do tshuva gemura, the person must have the exact same feelings for that individual that he did the chait. In other words, if a person does a chait, it's because he has a certain value system. Whatever chait you're talking about. Let's say a person eats treif. Okay, he has a certain value system. He loves food. And he puts his energy into food. Okay. Now, if a person sees, 1 second, that might not be the best thing for me. Maybe I should direct my interests in a more productive field. And then he may lose some of his value of food.
Okay.
Now, that would seem to be a higher level of a person. That would seem to be an improvement in the person's life.
Okay.
Now, but once he would do that, then he wouldn't have the same attachment to the food as he did before. He would not, right? But the Rambam says, in order to do tshuva gemura, the only way we know if you do tshuva gemura is if you have the exact same attachment to that object, and you value it the exact same way, and then you don't do the chait.
You value the change the same way?
You value that steak just as much, you love it just as much, and you abstain. No, as you did before. And as when you did the chait, you ate, let's say, a treif steak.
Okay, so you have
to... Now you come into the same restaurant, and they serve you the same treif steak, and you go, no, I can't eat it.
Okay.
But let's say when they serve you the same treif steak, you don't eat it because you realize that eating steak is not the purpose of life, and therefore you sort of lost interest in eating steak.
Okay, so fine.
That wouldn't be tshuva gemura. But yet, who would you say is on a higher level? Would you say a person is on a higher level who decides that steak might not be the ultimate purpose in life? Or would you say a person is on a higher level if he thinks steak is the greatest thing? Right? The person who decides that steak is not the greatest thing, that's a person on a higher level.
As you would assume.
But yet he can't do tshuva gemura.
Okay. And you're saying that the second side is what?
So I'm saying that is a problem in the Rambam. Because in order for a person to do tshuva gemura, it turns out he has to stay on a low level. He can't raise his level.
Can you say the other way also? I mean, presumably it would work that way.
I'm sorry?
If a guy was on a lower level than he was before, presumably he can't do a tshuva gemura either?
If a person is on a lower...
Let's say he ate that steak, and now he's like,
even more.
He's even worse. He's, you know...
Right.
Presumably it'd be the same question.
If the guy is more attracted, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it could be.
Because you have to be on that specific level of attraction.
Right. Okay. But
But he's not on that level of attraction.
Okay.
You're saying he still has the same.
You could argue. You could argue. Because you could say he means at least you have that. You have more, but at least you have that. But if
you're saying he has to have the same attraction, I still don't understand that.
Because let's say a person comes into the steakhouse and doesn't like steak.
Okay.
So then what's what? So then he's not eating it, not because he did tshuva. He's eating because he doesn't like steak anymore.
Okay.
So that wouldn't be. So how does that prove that he did tshuva?
Oh, I see.
I mean, it only proves that he did tshuva if he still loves the thing and he doesn't eat it. But if he decides he doesn't love steak because that's not the purpose of life, he changes his value system. You see, so then he's not eating the steak because he did tshuva. He's not eating it because he doesn't want it anymore.
And the Rambam saying that he does it because
be
he loves it. He really likes
he
it.
He still loves it. That's right.
He loves it, but he doesn't do it.
But he doesn't do it. So in order to do tshuva gemura, you can't change your value system. Change your value system, no tshuva gemura.
Because then you're because
bottom line, don't change.
Because if you're avoiding, because if you're avoiding, if you're changing your value system, then you're avoiding the problem. You're not being able to solve that. So you can't do tshuva gemura if you're not gonna avoid the problem.
No, but let's say the person didn't avoid the problem. He did tshuva gemura, means he looked into himself. He saw why this shouldn't be the ultimate value system.
Yeah, but you're but if you say you're not going to eat it and change that same feeling to something else, it's still there. You just changed your stuff. I mean, you're not sticking towards the situation.
Well, let's say
you're avoiding it. You're still avoiding the situation by changing your value. Just because
you're saying it would be better if the person should remain with the same value system.
Yeah, and understands why he's not.
Okay.
He shouldn't be eating it.
But then he's changing his value system.
Yeah. No,
understanding that.
No, that's not what I mean.
Say he doesn't do it. He's changed something. So if you're probably
he changed his behavior.
Yeah.
Like you say, I'm not going to eat this steak because it's not good for me. I'm going to do something else. You're still going to like it, but you're doing something else because you know it's not good.
Yeah, but you change your value system.
Okay, listen.
But I'm saying that's what the first part's saying.
Okay, let me think about it. Okay, I'll tell you what. Yeah.
I saw Nagarata one time. I forgot where the Masechta was, but like which Masechta it was in. But it was talking about some. I think it was with Rabbi Yochanan or something, where he was talking about a person who walks, who has like a taiva for women. And walks by the river where they bathe. He has like two choices. Like one choice is he can take a path that circumvents that,
yes.
Or he takes the path. He could take the path where the women are bathing and can resist. He wants to like prove that he can like resist that taiva. So if he takes that path where the women are bathing, he's dafka not considered that's not considered a good move. That's considered
The Gemara criticizes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the assumption there is that it's extremely hard for you to overcome that desire, and the assumption is that you won't. That's probably the criticism. But otherwise, if you for sure will, then it would be tshuva gemura, in which case you should do it. But
okay.
You assume that the average human being wouldn't do that. So the Gemara is not going to tell you to do something that you're not going to be able to overcome.
Maybe
you're asking a question on the Rambam. You're saying how the Gemara, according to the Rambam,
exactly.
The Gemara should say that that is a good thing. That's
exactly.
A meritorious thing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like it would seem like the guy doing tshuva Gemara in this case is really just a person who's putting himself in a more in a more vulnerable position. And I would think criticize that. Yeah,
right.
I would think like that's not what you're supposed to do.
Okay, that's a good question. But in fact, you could see the question from the Rambam himself, because the Rambam doesn't say that a person should look for the isha and set up a situation where he should be alone with her. The Rambam doesn't say it. The Rambam says zeh shebali yado. It happened. If it happened, it's tshuva gemura, which implies if he went after her to be alone with her, that's not tshuva gemura. So your question is, why not? On the contrary, if tshuva gemura is where the situation is replicated and I abstain,
yes.
So then why wouldn't that be a good thing to produce that situation?
It's not Yeah.
Right? A person should produce that situation. Why is it only if the situation comes on? Okay, that's a good question.
I mean, it's not a replication.
Yeah.
Meaning if you just go out of your way to make a situation,
okay.
That's not replicating
okay.
What happened originally.
Very good. Very good. That's good.
Then it's not
a repeat. You went out and you produced
yeah.
It. Well, of course, you're ready for it, this, that. That's a totally different thing. Or you're maybe, it's a totally different situation. That's not what happened the first time. Very good. But the first time, it has to be something that occurs spontaneously, because that's the way it was the first time. Now you're in the same situation.
Okay.
you can't, there's no preparing for the SATs here. Right? You can't take Kaplan's here. No, it has to be spontaneous. Otherwise, that's no test. Good. That's very good. Yeah.
So, possibly.
Okay, so you want to answer the question. Possibly. The Rama. You want to give a possible answer.
So the case he contrasts this with is the Lezik Nusa, right? He doesn't actually say, meaning it wouldn't be Tshuva Gemura if you just completely leave the thing and become philosophically realize it's wrong and whatever it is, right? He contrasts it with Lezik Nusa.
Okay.
So what I want to say is that he's not talking about like the final stage of Tshuva. He's saying to do Tshuva Gemura, you need this stage, which is basically, from what it sounds like, Bal Yado means it represents like he's confronting the emotion, and the thing that's overcoming the emotion is this new knowledge he has of Tshuva.
Right.
It's the intellect trumping the emotion that he once had.
Okay.
So on his way to full Tshuva, he will come across this point. His emotions will be fighting very hard, and it has to be the Tshuva that wins out. But okay. In the long run, of course, you want to get to the final stage where your energies are completely redirected. He's just showing you on the way, this must be a stage that you have.
Okay. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's good. What do you say?
I think it makes sense, but the thing is that he's very specific here. It sounds like he's like saying, like, I don't know, I thought it was very specific.
Good.
Like, you're in that exact situation, you have this exact thing, like, you can say that, then I think you might be neglecting that point.
Well, that would be an indicator. That case is an exact indicator of my point.
Oh, yeah, so then if you're going to say, but then you're back in the same problem again, then you're not necessarily going to have this case.
I don't think...
The problem is in the short...
You have to have it.
You're saying in the short run, there's like this situation where you're kind of fighting and the Tshuva wins.
Right.
But that doesn't... But how does that answer the problem that the Rambam says you have to love the woman the same, and what it means if the Tshuva wins is that you don't love the woman the same, so you're redirecting your energies. If you didn't redirect your energies, then you would have done the fate again.
No, I'm saying it's a stage where you still do love her, but since you have a new knowledge, it's able to prevent you from engaging in that. You still love her at this point.
Now, so you're saying two stages. There's two stages. You're saying there's two stages. Mm-hmm. And the first stage is what? If I replicate the situation, right, then what? Then...
Well, if the situation occurred.
Right.
Right, and you still love her, you really do. But you say, listen, I'm on a new path, I have a certain knowledge that I shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
That's Tshuva, so I'm going to refrain.
Right.
And the second stage is then finally, even if you're in that situation, you wouldn't even love her.
You wouldn't even love her, okay. But in other words, if I change my, it's going to come out, if I change my value system, right, before that situation repeats itself, right, that I won't have Tshuva Gemura.
Why?
Because I've already changed my value system, now I don't love her.
Well, you can't just change your value system and then stop loving someone.
Meaning if that person likes one thing, and you like that thing at a time,
I think it's logical that you just go through the stage.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't love you anymore.
Well, what do you love to do? Do you love someone because of the way they appear? Or do you love someone?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, why do you love someone? Do you like the way they look, or is it the things they believe?
So if
you change your value system, then you guys don't believe the same things, and then what is there? There's just the looks.
Right. Okay. But imagine you love someone for like 4 years. You break up with them, right? And then the next day you decide to accept them goodbye.
Well, forget the time. It might be a hard thing to realize. Meaning to believe that you changed your value system in a day, and then you were going out with the girl for 4 years. Forget the time factor. Why answer the question? Why you love someone? Do you love someone for the way they look, or do you love someone? I mean, there would only be one reason why you would still like that person if you change your value system.
Which is what?
For the looks.
No!
Why? Meaning, assuming they don't...
There's three levels. There's
three.
There's three levels. There's the intellectual level.
Right.
There's personality compatibility, and then there's the physical.
Right. So let's say you changed your values and you didn't have the intellectual. What's the second one then?
Then you all can have base personality compatibility.
Right. So let's say you don't have that personality anymore either.
Why not?
Because it's affected by your.
But my only point was that you can't do that change of values. Meaning you love her at some point, and then you have.
That's not your personality. That's just the way you act.
You have to change. Maybe you love her.
Are you defining your personality as the way you react?
So you're basically saying it's
the way you act. You have to actually love her rather than have the situation.
If you're acting
in a certain way, that's your personality. And if you would have been confronted with the situation, he would have been like, oh, I'm in the process of change. I can't do this right.
Belief system.
Not that actually
happened. Your personality is like
he's saying if you change the value system, it's not going to affect your relationship with the person, but it will.
It's not just something you can decide to
change. Well,
can I just change?
Are we still having a question of why
you can't like for music, I can't just be like, okay, today I don't
change
the
value system.
I've got a certain thing.
Yeah. Well, there's two questions going on, but yeah, that's well, then he's saying no, changing your value system won't affect how you love a person.
Okay, so that's no. The question.
But the question at hand is, how can the Rambam say that the person on the higher level doesn't have tshuva gemura and a person on a lower level has tshuva gemura?
Are we holding tshuva gemura?
That's a good thing. That's a great thing.
That's not part of my personality.
You don't like music.
Maybe
you either like music or you don't like music.
Maybe
you could see it.
I get on this side. That sound waves down there.
What's
that? Maybe because the person who, I don't know if this was said 14 times already, but maybe because the person who is on the higher level, when he does tshuva,
you can change.
He's not.
But you don't decide. You can't just decide to change.
I mean, I had this clear.
He's
not. He's not.
Let's say
not doing it because it doesn't attract to him. He's not doing it because he's like, oh, I don't, I want to do it. It's not because it attracts, like he wants to do it, but he's holding back. He's doing it because that thing doesn't make him want it anymore. The person who is wanting it still has like a stronger ability to refrain from that thing. So in terms of the whole life, yeah, the person who has a mindset that they don't even want to do that thing, they're better off. But insofar as you're getting over that emotion, the person who changed isn't getting over any emotion. It's the person who wants it still and like just realize, like, I can't do it. For whatever reason.
Okay. Yeah,
because then it's like tough, then it's like a subtle difference between not wanting it and not changing it.
Okay. That's it's on the road. You're on the road. See, actually, we could improve the question. Because the Rambam does say that who's on a higher level, a guy that's Oved Meira or a person that's Oved Me'av. Oved Me'av is the greatest. That means the person simply only naturally wants the good. Right? So now a person that naturally wants the good is not even interested in this situation.
So and he's better. And he's better than the Earth. But that would seem to like contradict this.
Not exactly parallel, but whatever. Right? But that's the problem. The problem is if the person's on a higher level, which if we can assume that person's on a higher level, right, and that such a thing is possible to change your value system, it's going to turn out by changing your value system, you are subverting tshuva gemura, including yourself from tshuva gemura. So better not change your value system too quick.
State of being.
And that's why he doesn't say people can change their
minds.
He's
just one point. He's really not a person. So he's just a 5 year old family.
You could ask
why is there a person that's a changing personality?
It's not a
mitzvah. It's right.
The personality is
a
natural. Okay,
obviously.
It was a natural shift.
So you don't even have any draw.
The guy who was a natural.
If you want to land the Rambam straight, it's going to be a little difficult. I mean, you're going to have to say,
well,
you
think of
what
you're going
to say.
Well, now you can't say because it's kind of obvious. Because that wouldn't be a duplication.
Right.
You know, that wouldn't be a duplication. You didn't. But he's saying that's a pretty big factor, because if you produce the situation, it's like you're setting it up. That's not the same as if something hits you, you're not ready, and all of a sudden you're alone with the person. That's if you purposely create a situation where you're alone with the person, you're already on guard. You've already set up the thing. You know exactly what you're going to do. That's a little different than walk in the room and find the person there. Oh, wow.
Can you say that he'll never be in the same situation if he changes his value system? It's not the same situation. So meaning maybe that's why it's not.
That's why it's not Shuva Gemara. But it turns out, would you recommend that a guy change his value system or not change his value system? You'd say that's the highest level where a guy changes his value system. And yet he can't be Shuva Gemara.
Okay, so that's our question. So the question is, why can't you do Shuva Gemara?
No, why you can't be Shuva Gemara. But how could the Rambam say that he doesn't have complete tshuva?
Because he's not in the same.
Right, so it turns out there are two different criteria, two different essences of what the highest thing is. On one hand, you say the greatest thing is tshuva gemura. That's where he retains his value system. But now there's another essence where we say, no, the greatest stake for man is to change his value system. So now you have two definitions of what the ideal is. Is the ideal tshuva gemura? Or is the ideal not? Forget tshuva gemura, the ideal is.
If the situation changes,
so then you can't have tshuva gemura. So maybe I'll say changing your value system is not the ideal.
So maybe you will say that. Isn't that not the question? The question really just.
So then you're going to have to say from the Rambam, a person changes the value system, that's not the ideal thing. You should keep
or maybe tshuva gemura is not the ideal.
Right, yeah. So, but it sounds, when a person says tshuva gemura, you think, hey, that sounds pretty good. It sounds like I'm supposed to.
So you have to rearrange it such that.
What if it's that
you're either getting best of both worlds or
okay. Let me just try to introduce